Kitchen. Craig in the
morning. Hey, it's Kelly Raspberry with your Showbiz Top 5.
Number 5.
The Screen Actors Guild Awards were handed out last night, and among the winners, Best Male Actor in a Leading Role went to Daniel Day-Lewis for Lincoln, Best Actor Female went to Jennifer Lawrence for Silver Linings Playbook, and Argo won for Best Cast in a Motion Picture.
Number 4.
Because you can never be too rich or too thin, Skinny Girl mogul Bethany Frankel is capitalizing on her pending divorce by writing a new book about being a single mom. She's been a single mom to two-year-old Bryn for all of a hot second, but according to sources, Bethany's been documenting her feelings from the beginning stages of the divorce and plans on turning her journals into a book.
Number 3.
Taye Diggs just getting settled in at home after the SAG Awards last night when he heard a noise, went to check on it, and came face-to-face with an intruder. The man took off running, but Taye took off after him, actually caught him and held him until police could get there. The getaway driver did get away. That's not a pun. That's for real.
Number 2.
So everybody was waiting for the fireworks to go off when Taylor Swift and Harry Styles finally saw each other at the Energy Music Awards in Cannes. Well, they didn't run into each other. In fact, Taylor timed her red carpet arrival 25 minutes apart from Harry's. She refused to use a dressing room backstage, got dressed at the hotel, couldn't chance of running into him back there. But when she was on stage performing, "We are never, ever getting back together," sources say she looked Harry dead in the eye.
Number 1.
Chris Brown just can't seem to stay out of trouble. He got into a fight with Frank Ocean outside of a Los Angeles recording studio yesterday. Apparently, Frank said Chris was parking in his parking space, didn't like that one bit, went to shake Frank's hand, and then Chris suddenly got jumped by a couple of guys. Frank tweeted, of course, that Chris is the one who hit him and said he cut his finger and won't be able to perform with both hands at the Grammys. Chris took off before police could arrive, so as of right now, they're considering Frank to be the victim in this situation. And that's your Showbiz Top 5.
Kid Craddock in the morning.